Okay, on the phone now I have Paul Hayes, who's Education and Careers Guidance Counsellor at Northside Partnership. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Not too bad, Mark. Thanks.
Not too bad, Paul. Thanks very much for taking the call. I'm sure this time of year is probably very busy.
Yeah, it's busy enough now, so it is. We're just a lot of people who are, I suppose, just looking for different options on careers at the moment.
Yeah. Well, Paul, there's a couple of things we wanted to chat about. First thing I wanted to chat to you about was the Higher Education Authority's report that came out there a week or 10 days ago. And the statistics show that there's only 15% of young people from the Dublin 17 area are going into third level education. That's the lowest in the country, I think, is it?
It definitely is one of the lowest. Anyway, so it is, Mark, yeah. I suppose that a lot of people from around this area traditionally wouldn't have went on to third level education, but it is something that the Northside Partnership is very, very conscious about and are always trying to strive, I suppose, to try and help people or encourage people to consider third level as a viable option, you know.
Yeah. I suppose when you drill down into that figure, there's obviously a multitude of reasons. As you say, traditionally, the Dublin 17 area wouldn't be an area where a lot of people went to third level anyway. But there's obviously probably a lot more reasons as well. I mean, FOIP would probably be another one, I suppose.
Yeah, very much so. Like college is an expensive thing at the moment, but there is a lot of different supports that you know, that are out there. I know at the moment the likes of the SUSE grant is a big help for students who are thinking about going on to third level education. And the SUSE grant, as you're probably aware, it stands for Student Universal Support Ireland, but it does help with the registration charge if you're going to college, and also a maintenance part to help with some of the extra expense in going to college, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose it's the awareness, I suppose, amongst people. As you say, traditionally, it's probably not in areas like Dublin 17, and I think over on the south side, around the kind of Blanchardstown areas as well. As you say, traditionally, it wasn't something that people in those areas would have thought about. Once you got to, if you got to leave and say that was it, you were out of school and you were going looking for a job X, Y, and Z. I suppose, again, in the current climate we've had as well, I mean, probably a lot of young kids, once they do leave and say that they leave, they're probably just taking off as well. So, you know, if they have the money, they're probably saying, right, I'm getting out of here and I'm going to go to Australia or Canada or the US or wherever, I'll take my chances there.
Yeah, like some people are thinking that way, but there is still a lot of people from around the area that, you know, they can see education as a good way to move forward, I suppose, to gain a qualification and to get themselves more qualified in order to look for work, you know. Like, I know a lot of people that come in to me who maybe work is their number one priority and are looking for work around the area and so on. And I would say to them, you know, like, in the meantime, while you're looking for work, would you ever consider doing an educational course that's going to make you more, you know, a better candidate for a position? So it is, while you're looking for work at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And look, if the work situation comes up, well, look, that's something you have to decide at that stage. But in the meantime, you can be working towards a qualification that's going to make you more employable at the end of it, you know?
And broaden your horizons, obviously. I mean, the amount of courses and the amount of education that's out there now for kids when they leave secondary school, there's a lot more than, say, there was when I was, when I did my leaving cert back in the 80s,
and not a lot of people that I would talk to, Mark, actually, you know, the North Dublin area, you're actually in probably one of the best places in the country educational wise. There is numerous different colleges of further education around this area, for example, likes of Colossia Dulick, Colester College, Grange Community College, Plunkett College, Whitehall College, that's just naming a few of them. And then you have some of the real major universities on our doorstep here with DCU, DIT, Trinity, UCD. You know, so there's a variety of educational options on people's doorstep here. So we're actually very lucky in the North Dublin area to be able to access these particular provisions, you know.
Yeah, and as you say, but that kind of brings you back then to why don't people take up these options? You know, as you say, we're well serviced in North Dublin with third level and further education programmes. Why is there such a low percentage? We've said traditionally it's not something they do. Finance could be another thing, but there's grants there. Is the communication of the availability of this stuff a breakdown of people just not aware of it?
Yeah, possibly. I would imagine, Mark, there's maybe a multitude of different factors that are that are maybe prohibiting people from accessing the stuff. But I suppose that information is key, and I suppose the more people that have the information that they need at hand, then they can make a better, I suppose, informed decision about, you know, the best way to move forward, you know. But I think in essence, you know, there is a lot of different supports that people can tap into. I know within sort of the North Side area, I would see an awful lot of people from the community who are unsure about their direction, where they want to go, and don't have the information at hand in order to make the correct decision on it. And I know that I would see an awful lot of people from around this area and try and sort of give them some sort of insight into, you know, what's available to them and how to go about getting it. So I suppose working out a plan from going from A to B and trying to get there, you know.
Well, I suppose, you know, the tough times probably breeds that into people too, is, you know, it's just, you have to get out there and you have to get a job. I mean, much as it was like back in the 80s and the 70s or whatever, you left school and you got a job, you got any job. You know, you went out and you got a job, and it may not have been a field you wanted. You were happy to get a job and you held onto that job tightly with both hands. So, you know, maybe, you know, given we've been through a tough 5, 6 or 7 years, and, you know, there's people are thinking, look, you just have to get out there and just get yourself some sort of work. And, you know, that's then digging into the fact that much as people may like to go to further education, just can't be done. You just got to get out there, you got to get a job, any job, and start making ends meet.
Yeah. Well, look, yeah, that is, there's a lot of families out in the North Dublin area that are under severe pressure to, you know, in order, they have to be working, they have to be out there.
Yeah.
But I suppose, if there's somebody not working at the moment and, you know, they're a bit concerned about their next step or whatever it is, I always think that it's worthwhile investigating the educational road first, you know.
Absolutely.
And just seeing, is it something that is feasible or is it something that's not, you know. But at least, you know, getting the information at hand so they can make an informed decision about their sort of career choices and see whether or not it's feasible, you know, to begin with. And if it is, then, you know, it's worthwhile taking a look at then, you know.
Absolutely. And it kind of, that kind of leads us nicely into the other thing we wanted to talk about. You're the North Side Partnerships, you're running a couple of events, one of them that's going to take place this Thursday here in the Civic Offices. With an eye on further education and career options and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is. Each year I actually run a sort of a mini education event, I suppose, to highlight some of the different opportunities that are around this area, and especially, you know, in a lot of the colleges or different education providers, there's still opportunities sort of in the first week in September to get accepted to a lot of things, you know, either on a full-time or a part-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose I run this, we invite about 20 different education providers to the event, from colleges of further education to universities, to different training programs, in order to sort of highlight some of the provision around the area, and to let people, just to give people a sort of some information around some of the different activities that they could maybe tap into, you know, or educational programs.
Yeah, and who are some, you say there's 20 or 20 different educational facilities. Who are some of them that you would have in?
Yeah, definitely. We'll have a couple of the colleges of further education. We'll have Clonsilic.
Yeah.
We'll have Colchester College. We'll have other colleges. We'll have Plunkett College. Other colleges we would have would be we'll have the National College of Ireland as well. We'll have a couple of the Momentum training programs as well running.
Okay.
We'll also have Solace, or FOSS as it was formerly known. They'll be there as well. There's a great variety there. And look, if people have a spur, you know, hour or so on Thursday morning, they're very welcome to come along to the Civic Centre. It's on between sort of 10 o'clock to about 1 p.m. You know, and it's a good opportunity to talk directly to the colleges and maybe get an insight into it, you know.
Yeah, well, it could be very worthwhile on the level of, as you say, especially young kids who have probably just finished a leaving cert, they've come out of school, they're finding it difficult to get work, and the last thing you want to do is get into that cycle of just not getting out of bed in the mornings, you know, because can kind of drag you down and drag you down, and then it gets harder and harder. And, you know, as you say, if they can get out and go and get themselves involved in some course, whether it be part-time, evening courses, whatever, it could be, it's well worth a while.
Yeah, very much so. Like, look, as well as, you know, the benefits of the educational course and learning new skills, it's also the social aspect of it as well, of
absolutely.
Meeting new people and getting involved with groups. And, you know, like, I would imagine that it could only be positive, you know.
Absolutely. Do you expect a big turnout? You say you kind of hold these mini events annually. What kind of turnout do you normally get? And does the take-up then, does it be worth, it's obviously worth your while doing it, but does the take-up come from it then for places, yeah?
Oh, very much so. Like, yeah, a lot of the colleges, this is really the first or second week, so a lot of the colleges would be started up again, and they would have some opportunities, you know, for their different range of courses that they maybe would offer. So it's a great opportunity, maybe, that if somebody is thinking about getting onto an educational type of course, that they could still access something within now the next week or so, you know. But I suppose it just depends on the demand for the particular area that they're looking to get into. But yeah, we found it very successful, and I know a lot of education providers have found it very useful in the past, because, you know, there's still opportunities, and, you know, there's still things that people could gain access to. And I suppose the good thing about it is that their experts will be there on the morning to answer a lot of the different questions that people might have, so that, you know, they can maybe make decisions, you know, that either this week, you know, about education, maybe in the next couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, well, it should be a good event, and I think, ourselves were hoping to get involved and maybe go down and have a wander around while he's down there on Thursday. Can you just give the details for the listeners of the times? And I know it's this Thursday the 4th, but what time are we talking about?
Yeah, it'll sort of commence in around 10 o'clock. But look, people will be setting up from their stalls from in around 9:30 onwards.
Yeah.
And it'll run to about 1 p.m. So it will. So pretty much most of Thursday the 4th of September in the morning time. And people, you know, anybody from around the area that's passing by and just would like to maybe have a chat with somebody, you're more than welcome to come along, you know.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to myself to going down and have a wander around and, you know, just seeing what's on offer and talking to the people from both the education services and from those who, you know, are looking to get into something. And, you know, it's great that you're putting this event together for people to who probably think all their hopes are gone, and, you know, there's an opportunity for them to pick something up then.
Very much so. Like, yeah, it could be just a small spark that maybe makes a difference, you know, and maybe sends you in a direction maybe where you haven't maybe considered before, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Paul. Well, listen, thanks very much for coming on and talking to us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday at the event downstairs here in the Civic Offices. It should be good, and we wish you the best of luck with it and the best of success, and sure, we'll hope to talk to you again soon.
That's brilliant, Mark. Appreciate the time.
That's great, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That's Paul Hayes, who's a Career and Education's Guidance Counsellor at Northside Partnership. And as he said, they have a mini education event that they're running here in the Civic Offices on Bunratty Road this coming Thursday from 10 till 1 p.m. And as he says, there'll be a lot of the local toward education, toward level education schools and that will be represented there, and there'll be plenty of information for anybody. You know, if there's kids out there who are doing their leaving cert and maybe, you know, couldn't get onto courses or couldn't get into courses that they really wanted, there's plenty of options still out there for them. So yeah, come on down, and you know, you never know, it might just put you on a path that you never thought was for you, but it could be the best decision you ever made. Okay, we're going to have a piece of music now. This is the Bee Gees.
The preacher talked to me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come won't walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just got.
In your neighborhood, Monday night from 8. This is not the 5 o'clock news. You're listening to Ska Patrol.
The time might have changed from Wednesday to Thursday, but this is still Andy Flannery and Backtracking on Near FM. Your weekly hit of everything from all angles and genres. Regular features on artists, bands and festivals, because it's more than just the beats. Regular guests on the phone keeping me in check and bringing us sonic gems from the past and present. So join me, Andy Flannery, on Backtracking 6 to 7 Thursday evenings on Near FM.
Every second Saturday morning from 9:30, tune into Off the Shelf with Joe Byrne. News, views and interviews and a little dabble of music. It's all here, online and on 90.3 Near FM. Off the Shelf with Joe Byrne, every second Saturday, 9:30.
Hello, this is Roger O'Sullivan inviting you to join me here on Near FM every Sunday, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock for the Music Arcade Show, featuring an eclectic mix of folk, rock, pop, blues and everything in between from the best of Irish and international artists. So that's Sundays, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, the Music Arcade Show with Roger O'Sullivan here on Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
And you're welcome back to the last half hour of Northside Today for this Monday morning. Joining me now and following on nicely from the last piece we did is Nicky Coughlin from Collage the Dulick. Good afternoon, Nicky. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Not too bad at all. Thanks for having me in.
You're very welcome, Nicky. Nicky, we just talked to Paul there and he was talking about the event you have coming up at the weekend or whatever. And you were here representing Collage the Dulick and You're here to let people know that there's still availability of courses, whatever, even though it's getting kind of late in the day now, you still have courses available for people if they're still interested.
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, I think you know about Cláis Duilig. We have a long history with Cláis Duilig and Near FM. A lot of our ex-students on the media course have come on to work here. We've had people who've worked here, got a flavour of local radio and came and did the media course with us. Yeah. They just love it. I think it's something that and a lot of the courses that we have grown from the community needs. And it's the reason I think that Cláis Duilig hopefully answers some of the needs from time to time. We have done interviews already. We did interviews back in March. We've done another couple of interviews, a number of interviews last week. The turnout was excellent. We had an awful lot of people, but there are a number of courses with some places still available. Yeah. So what I thought I'd do is come on, let you know what's available.
Absolutely.
And if anyone needed to, if you had any questions about how people might get onto those courses, we can talk about that. There are still openings in computer science, which of course is a massive growth area over the course of the past
while.
The amount of people have been talking about get into that area.
Yeah.
And there are spaces available. There's space in art and design. That would be graphic design, portfolio preparation. If you're in a situation where you hadn't, you wanted to get onto a course, a degree course, or if you wanted to get onto a course in further education in art or design of anything, we would have a portfolio preparation course, which is a full FETEC level 5. You could do it for a year and you can apply to any one of the universities or progress with us onto one of our higher national diploma courses. Journalism. There are not that many places, but a number of places left in journalism. So if you were interested in any area of media and like that, you just need to apply online at cdcfe.ie and you just mention the course you're interested in. There's a full form there. I teach, of course, in the media department and we have a couple of places left there as well. I'll just list through them. Renewable energy practices, there are some spaces. Again, something that the government's been pushing for the past while.
Yeah.
An area of growth in the community. Architecture has some spaces. Business, film production, engineering, sports science and theatre. And almost all of them, you need to do an interview. Admission is based on you doing an interview with us.
Mm-hmm. And all, as you say, all fields where, you know, they're growing. I mean, computer sciences, architecture, even, because, you know, we've been through the bust and, you know, we're waiting on the bank to come back. And, you know, stuff like architecture and design and graphic design and stuff like that, they're all areas that there's employment potential in, and they're going to be growth areas within the next 5 to 10 years, hopefully.
Yeah, it's funny because we had a talk in last year from Forfus, who are obviously trying to tell us about future needs or what they think the economy needs. You know yourself that there's a massive housing shortage in Ireland at the moment. And despite the fact that, you know, housing went down, it's on the way back up almost to an alarming degree. And we need to actually increase the amount of work. If a student was to come in with us and do architecture, they could be with us for a couple of years, go on to a degree elsewhere in higher education. They would basically be just about hitting at the peak of when we're coming back in.
Yes, and
essentially spending 2 or 3 years with us when jobs mightn't necessarily be on the table to the same extent, preparing yourself for an industry that needs you in whatever field you decide to choose might be a good choice.
I mean, the Dublin area alone in the likes of architecture, because it's space is the priority, and there's going to be, I suppose, when it comes to building the amount of homes that they need in the Dublin area, there's going to have to be a fair bit of imagination used because there's a limited amount of space unless we keep sprawling out as far as Athlone, and then the country will be just the Republic of Dublin and the rest.
Well, it's one of the things that I actually think, because I've been teaching in Cláis Duilig now for 13 years. This is my 13th or 14th year that I'm teaching there, and I've had the benefit, although media is my area of teaching engineering students, and what's really great is to get students coming in from very different backgrounds. We've had students that have come in directly from school. We've had students who maybe have worked in the industry for a number of years and are trying to upskill or reskill themselves in a different area. They mightn't feel as in tune with contemporary practices as they might do, and that's the reason they want to come into it. And it's just so nice to see that breadth of people. We have people who are 17, 18. We have other people who are in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s all coming in. And it's great to see the amount of teamwork that goes on, and we encourage just coming up with ideas and solutions for things. I had a project I did with the engineering students a few years ago, which was about the greening of Cláis Duilig. So it was a real world project. And we try and aim, as in all the courses that I teach and in all the courses within the college, we try and aim to have real world environments for the students to deal with. So college is an ideal opportunity. well, it's a perfect place to make some mistakes and learn. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you talked a bit before about the low levels of people who are of numbers who are taking up further education or third level education here in the area, I think that if someone was nervous or about going into a college environment, or if they had. They felt their education wasn't going to get them the points they needed to get onto it. Further education, whether it be in Glasgow or any other college, is a really brilliant bridging gap. Not to say that we're only there for a year.
Yeah.
The media department, this last year for the first time, we offered a degree, and it's a full BA honours degree. So you could come in with us in first year, do a FITECH level 5, do 2 years of higher national diploma, and then in your final year, if you're up to it and you felt you were capable of it, you could have a full honours degree, which just opens the entire world to you.
Absolutely. And I mean, the world is a small place these days, you know, with the likes of with the likes of social media, and we see it with events that are happening around the world. Media and journalism, they're instantaneous now.
Completely.
You know, well, something happens in darkest Peru and it's on Facebook like that. It's on Twitter like that. So it's a grown world and a changing world.
All of our courses, whether it be in media or any part of the college, what we've done is we've tried to change it in line with every single year we refresh, we renew, and we decide exactly what's important now. For example, journalism is shifting in some ways to a more online media. And as a result, we're changing the way we teach the course so as to make sure that at the end of 2 years with us doing journalism, you can walk out and you are aware and you've actually been working. I mean, if anybody is interested in coming on any one of the courses, what I would suggest is all we ask for in an interview is to be able to show your engagement with that subject area. If I'm interviewing for media, it would be great if someone had taken a number of photographs. Don't bring in 500 photographs. Bring in 6 photographs that you're incredibly proud of and be willing to talk about it. If you have done any radio, if you've been involved with Near FM, if you're involved with the band or anything like that, bring that in with a couple of references and we'll talk to you. The way we're doing it at the moment is if you get in touch, not as courses fill up, obviously we'll be able to tell you. The most up-to-date information will be online at cdcfe.ie or clashdulig.ie, either of those. Or if you want to get in touch with the college, it's 848-1400.
Yeah, and as you said, I mean, there's a whole gamut and there's a whole wide range of probably stuff that people probably think, nah, it's not really for me. And then they get into it and you find in a couple of days that, you know, I mean, you see something there like film production. Right. Now, film production, when I was growing up, somebody says film production to me, I'm thinking Hollywood.
Everyone thinks.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not. There's some fabulous production and stuff like that goes on right here. Nearly every week there's something getting filmed. I think only my own kids actually came home last week. They're in the Donaghy's there, and they were looking for something like 200 school kids for some production they're making in town somewhere. But like, you know, if people are thinking film production, I'll go and I'll do that for 2 years, but how am I going to get a job out of that? I'll have to go to Hollywood. There are opportunities here in Ireland.
Well, because of the amount of incentives they've been given, the government has given over the course of the past while, it's really improving stuff like Game of Thrones, which is shot in Belfast and hugely down here, and the sound is all done down in Ardmore, down in Wicklow. Huge amounts of our ex-students in Glasgow are now working on those productions. I mean, I think what I've seen every year when I'm teaching film, I teach the sound element of film, is you get a student coming in who says, I love film, I really want to make films, and in their head it's like, I'm a director or I'm a writer. What you have to realise is, anyone who's ever gone to see a film, you look at the end credits, it could go on for 6-7 minutes.
That's it.
Every single one of those roles needs to be fulfilled. If all of a sudden your area is not necessarily writing, but you have a real, real gift for understanding how to record a signal. Do you know what I mean? Your voice works really, really well. And you understand how the media works from a very, very niche perspective. What we try and do is prepare students on all the courses for an area that a job that actually exists.
Yeah.
If we feel at the moment computer game sound design is an area that's really growing. It falls in with computer science as a growth area. We've changed our media course so as to reflect that. We have an entire module that's devoted to the sound design for computer games, the sound design for films, so as hopefully at the end of our courses you can walk into a job or at very least have huge amounts of experience that'll get you either into further education or actually starting to work.
Yeah. No, it's exciting stuff, and it's great, as I say, in light of and I was in my previous interview, thought, in light of, you know, the report about only 15% going to third level, I mean, again, that's it's very easy to do a survey and come up with a figure, but there's so much opportunity out there for young people and for middle-aged people, older people, if it's something they want to do. You know, in the times we're in now, people of all ages are finding themselves out of work. They probably have to be in working for 20 or 30 years at something that, I think I said it earlier as well, I mean, when I left school in the 80s, you got a job and you held on to it for dear life.
Yeah.
Didn't really matter whether you wanted to be a butcher. It didn't really matter whether you wanted to be delivering bread. You got a job delivering bread and you held on for dear life. And, you know, I think now in this day and age, people finding themselves out working and finding themselves, you know, what am I going to do? There's huge opportunity there to go, probably go into a field that they always felt, you know, I could have done that.
Well, why not, you know, throw in your oar and just say, let's have a go at it and stick with it for a year, 2 years, 3 years and see how it goes. We've had an awful lot of students. I mean, speaking of the take-up of third-level places and places in further education, an awful lot of students just don't apply. I've talked with some of the students from Colossidale, the second-level part of it, and it's unusual how few of them actually come in to us for interview. Yeah. I'm always delighted when I see someone who's gone through that, who has an application, has not yet found their niche. School mightn't necessarily have been the thing that they want to do, but maybe they're brilliant at playing guitar. Maybe they've started their own company. Maybe they've been creating a YouTube channel talking about games levels. The amount of interview students with YouTube, since it's only been around since 2005, and yet since then, everybody has access to a camera. Every one of us here has access to a camera on our phone and has shot footage, whether it be, you know, our friends running around on skateboards or whatever it is. I think that the media is in people's hands now.
Yes.
And it's really nice to see them understand how to use that media an awful lot better. And that's what we aim to do.
Yeah. And absolutely brilliant. So what kind of timeline are you on now? Time getting short now if people want to apply?
I would say that if you are interested in applying, go online today or over the course of the next few days. We are starting registration tomorrow for some courses. Now, one or two of the courses we'll still be able to do. The course that I've mentioned, we'll still be able to do interviews probably until the end of this week. Yeah. But if you're in any doubt, contact us. In order to be able to get onto the course, you need to go online and apply. And it's pretty fast. Usually within an hour of the application, whoever the coordinator is in charge of it will have the information. And they will get in touch directly with the student and arrange an interview. In terms of preparing for your interview, a lot of people will be kind of nervous of it. It could be, I'm aware of this from doing it last week, for some people, it's the first time they've ever been interviewed, especially if they've just come from school. So all you need to do, be aware, it's probably going to be a fairly pleasant chat with two of the people that we're teaching you if you're successful on the course. The things that we require you to bring, if you're going to media, we'd like you to bring some examples of media, whether it be some photographs or some music. It doesn't have to be everything. You don't have to be able to show us that you can change the world with your media. We would like you to be able to show an interest. References are really important. So a few references from a job or a personal reference from a group that you've worked with. There's huge amounts of volunteering that goes on over here. And we see a lot of students who've come in who've worked, say, with Access in Ballymun or have volunteered at Near FM or anything like that. If you're going for the business department, if you have done anything with mini companies in transition year, that's really helpful because it shows an aptitude or certainly a drive towards it. Art and design obviously requires you to show some of your art.
Artistic flair.
Yeah, if you've not done the Leaving Cert, say it's a while since you've done the Leaving Cert, and you even if it's, you know, you've taken photographs or you have a sketchbook, bring the sketchbook in with your references and we can talk about it. Do you know what I mean? And we'll see how it is. Yeah. One thing I would say, film production, if you've some examples of writing, engineering, maths is an important thing when it comes to it. If you feel you have a mathematical brain, there are certain requirements when it comes to Leaving Cert. You would have to at least see one, I think, in past maths. And sports science, if you're part of a team doing anything like that, be able to come in and talk about that alongside your references. It doesn't require you to have a portfolio for everything.
Again, you say sports science is another massively growing field.
You see stuff like women's rugby all of a sudden coming out. I mean, we're not necessarily known for how brilliantly we do in the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's because of funding and stuff like that. But the more people we have actually working in the field, the better prepared our athletes are going to be. I'm not a sports person at all. I'm a media head through and through. Film and music is what I talk about. And I don't even want to get into the area.
Don't even want to get into that sports stuff,
Yeah. But at the same time, I could tell you how it was filmed. And I'm really fascinated with the slow-mos during Wimbledon.
Well, yeah, and the Hawkeye and the very slow mo's at Wimbledon. I like them too. That's why I was up late last night watching the US Open as well. So yeah,
my partner's the same. She's watching it.
Okay, Nicky, so I'll just give a shout out again for the phone number and the website if people are interested.
Sure. If you want to go to cdcfe.ie or just colossiadooley.ie, but cdcfe.ie and apply online, we'll be in touch with you fairly soon after. If you have a specific query about a course and you're not sure, if I didn't mention it, give the college a ring. It's 848-1400.
Okay, folks. Nicky, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks
and
for having me.
It's a pleasure, an absolute pleasure. And you know, it's great. Just reading even the titles of the courses, it's exciting. You know, any kid out there looking for something to do, and you know, we all know the work situation. We all know the way it is. Mm. You know, instead of getting into that spiral, as I said earlier on, of lying in the bed.
Yeah.
You know. You get out, you might just find something that is your niche and could turn out being your passion for life.
I've had a number of people for interview this year who basically did the Leaving Cert, not just gone the year before, and said, I don't know what I did with the year. I went, got a part-time job, lost the job, and now I'm just sitting around doing it. And I said, one student actually said, I had an epiphany when I was in with my girlfriend the other day.
Yeah.
I want to do a course, and this is the area I'm passionate about. I think it's hard to decide what you're going to do for the rest of your life when you're 18, okay?
Absolutely.
If you didn't get your points in your CAO or you didn't get exactly the course you wanted, I'm a person who is a product of Clostadelic, not just as a teacher. I went there.
Yeah.
I started there in 1995. I went through the entire program, worked in the industry for years and came back. I liked it that much.
Yeah.
I feel a bit like your man. Liked it so much I bought the company.
Yeah.
I don't own Clostadelic, but I certainly feel a lot of ownership. And I think a lot of our students do. They get a lot out of the time they spend there.
Yeah, well, we wish you best of luck, and hopefully people will take up the opportunities that are there for them. Just looking at the stuff, and I'm even thinking to myself, God, I wouldn't mind having a go at that, you know. But we'd have to see.
Let's come in for an interview. We'll see what we can do.
Was this not the interview? No.
Well, I would certainly be erring on the side of yes. I think we'll get in place. Would you like me to list off the courses just one last time?
Yeah, just give a list of the courses one more time.
Okay, there are a limited number, and I mean a limited number. Yeah. So get in touch as soon as you can. Of spaces available left on computer science, art and design, media, journalism, renewable energy practices, architecture, business, film production, engineering, sports science, and theatre. Okay? And admission is based on an interview for all of them.
Okay, so there you go, folks. That's Nicky Coughlin from Colossadelic. Thanks so much, Nicky, for coming in. And
thanks, Marcus.
Hopefully you'll get a good take up on all of those.
Right.
Okay, we're going to have a piece of music now. This is Paul Young.
Tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. That's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. You had a romance. Did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you. For I'm the type of boy who is always
Okay, folks, that's all from me from today. I'd like to thank all my guests. Claire Kennedy, daughter-in-law of missing man Thomas Kennedy from Finglasout. Thanks very much for coming on and talking to us, Claire. And keep an eye on the Facebook page, as I said, missing man Thomas Kennedy. And if you have any information, please contact the Gardaí. We'd also like to thank Andy Farrell. Talk to us about the Killeen Road races that are taking place this weekend out in Loch Shinnie. So if motor racing's your thing, head out there. Paul Hayes, Education Careers Guidance Counsellor at Northside Partnership. Thanks very much for coming in. And finally, Nicky Colgan from Kalasha Dulick, who came in to talk to us about the few spaces they have left on some of their courses. And you can get onto them on kalashadulick.ie. So coming up after me now is Liam Bourne with Lunchtime with Selene. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll talk to you again next Monday. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Don't forget to listen out for The Art Show, each Tuesday.
With a mixture of music, theatre, film, reviews, interviews and live studio performances, many from local artists and musicians. positions.
The Art Show, Tuesdays.
Tuesday evenings at 7.
By Sanson, it was Aldridge and Houghton. 1-0!
Tuesday Night Sport on Near FM, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Catch the latest news, views and analysis at home and abroad. Whether it's the latest from the League of Ireland, Dublin GAA, rugby, cricket, athletics, tennis or basketball, we will have the local angle on your favourite sports. Join Ed and Neil and the team every Tuesday evening at 6 for Tuesday Night Sport on 90.3 Near FM.
Northside Today. It's on Monday to Friday from 11 to 1. It's got music, it's got interviews, it's got personality. Listen in to be informed. Keep in touch. Hear things like how to choose a healthy diet, ways to relax. Hear a sports roundup. We'll be doing a feature on what jobs are available and much, much more. That's Northside Today on Monday to Friday from 11 to 1.
Opening night.
It's showtime.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off.
I came home to people, they need to adore me. So Christian,
shut up, I'm rich, not some platinum blonde bitch.
I am so power of the music oven.
For a great night out, Tuesday afternoon, tune in at 2 p.m.
Text 087 69 44 500
90.3 Near FM.